The case against an alleged member of the Symbionese Liberation Army came to an abrupt end yesterday in Los Angeles. Sarah Jane Olson, who had changed her name from Kathleen Solia, pleaded guilty to possessing bombs with the intent to murder LAPD officers in 1975. Now 54 years old, Olson was a fugitive for more than two decades. She was arrested 2 years ago in St. Paul, where she was living the life of a soccer mom. From member station KPCC, Frank Stoles reports.
Olson, labeled a domestic terrorist by prosecutors, said it didn't take long for her to realize that September 11th would hurt her case. Olson was accused of planting pipe bombs packed with nails underneath two LAPD cars as a member of the radical Symbionese Liberation Army. The bombs did not go off. The short-lived SLA was best known for the kidnapping of Patty Hearst. In fact, Hearst was expected to testify against Olson. But Olson's attorney, Tony Serra, said with people looking to the police to protect them from terrorist attacks, it would have been hard to find an impartial jury.
Justice weeps for Sarah Jane Olson. We don't have a level playing field any longer in this kind of a case.
In exchange for Olson pleading guilty, prosecutors dropped three charges against her, including conspiracy to commit murder. L.A. Deputy District Attorney Michael Lattin said they had plenty of evidence to convict her of all the charges, but were happy to get the guilty pleas.
After 27 years, she's finally been held accountable for what she did.
Some had criticized prosecutors for going after a woman who is now viewed as a good citizen, but Deputy DA Eleanor Hunt, displaying a replica of the potentially deadly bombs Olson planted, said Olson shouldn't get a free pass from justice.
You've heard a lot about the bomb itself, and some people have a misconception, oh, it's just a little tiny bomb. It was one of the biggest bombs, if not the biggest pipe bomb in the history of the United States.
Olson is expected to be sentenced to about 5 years behind bars, but she could get up to life in prison if a parole board determines she is a danger to society. Prosecutors have agreed not to fight Olson's efforts to serve her time in Minnesota, but plan to push for a longer sentence. Olson, for her part, remained defiant, saying she was never a member of the SLA and unashamed of her political activism then and now.
I'm still the same person I was then. I believe in democracy for all people and all the things that that entails. And I don't have any regrets. I'm proud.
For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.